Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time, where we change the narrative by changing the perspective. I'm Jared Dam, and it's about damn time to have another conversation that changes the way you think and perceive things. The only question is, are you ready? Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I'm Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And y'all know what it is. It's About Damn Time is a podcast about self-discovery. It's my self-journey to learn to be a better me. I'm building a better me, and I'm taking you along the way. Hopefully I am taking you along the way with these conversations and revelations that I'm having. This week, I am solo, so we're going more so on the revelation front, because this week, it's about damn time I learned a valuable lesson. The lesson, y'all, that I learned this week, I learned that lesson when I got arrested. No. I'm not joking. I got arrested. Me, Jared, I'm just as shocked as you. So let me explain to you the arrest, and then I'll explain the lesson. I think that's the best way to cover it. So heading back from supporting a friend and you know, some things they're doing as far as, you know, creating content and bringing a community together. While I'm driving back, it's like, I need to stop off and, you know, use the bathroom and finish putting out this clip for someone else that I promised them that I have a clip out for them. So as I'm driving, I'm looking for like a rest stop area. He came up kind of quickly. Didn't really notice it. So I was like, oh, there it is. So I, you know, turned really quickly so I wouldn't miss the stop. Apparently there were cops behind me. Had no idea. You know, it wasn't like I was speeding. This time I was not speeding. I was actually driving the speed limit. So I did not know cops were around. I'm just driving, trying to find where the goal as far as like cops are concerned. Like, so I had no idea where I was going. So I was like, all right, let me go over here to the car park and park and go use the bathroom. I missed it, ended up going where the semi trucks were. All right, can't find my way back around. I guess I'll just park here in open space by the semi trucks. When I was getting ready to get out, a cop sirened and I'm like, what is happening? And normally when you know you're doing something wrong, like I was speeding, so I was like, oh, you know what, he got me. I had no idea what was happening. So the cop came over, he was like, I pulled you over because you didn't properly turn and signal to turn in. I was like, really? I mean, like, it came up on me kind of fast. He was like, you it wasn't because you were like dodging the police? No, I didn't even see you. Like, no, what are you talking about? I didn't even see you. So he's like, all right, I'm just going to run everything. And then, you know, all right, we'll go from there. All right, cool. Didn't think anything by it. As a matter of fact, not only did I not think anything by it, I'm finishing the caption on the video that I'm supposed to send out to my friend. Like, you know, let me go ahead and knock this caption on out while I'm sitting here waiting. Didn't think nothing by it. Cop came back. Told me to get out the car. Get out of the car? Why am I? Oh, boy. Why am I getting out the car? I got out the car. Two of his buddies are beside him. What is happening? He's like, Mr. Butler, your license is suspended. What? That's just on my face. What do you mean? My license is suspended. You didn't know your license was suspended? Does this face look like the face of a person who knew his license was suspended? What are you talking about? No. He said, because it's suspended and you're driving without a suspended license, I got to take you to jail. To jail? What? My eyes bucked. I was like, what is happening? What's going on? He's a nice officer, very nice guy. You know, he put the handcuffs on me in front, you know, and everything. And he was telling me, explaining everything to me. I am freaking the fuck out. I'm in the back of the car. And he's like, anybody you can call. I'm like, from way out here? Immediately, I called Kim. Shout out to Kim. She was able to, you know, come get me. And I was not in a great communicative state. He let me have my phone to make those phone calls. So I'm telling her what's happening. I passed the phone to him so that he could, you know, tell her where I was being taken, the process to get me out. The whole time, I'm just like bugging. But also, it wasn't like I was bugging from me. I was bugging thinking about how my kids gonna react to me being arrested. Even though I had no idea my license was suspended. I was bugging about how much is this gonna cost? Because I have been struggling to spread everything. And I've been spreading things so thinly because I've been trying to take care of business. I've been trying to help out everybody, be a good brother, be a good friend, be a good son. So things have been tight. So that's the second thing I'm thinking about. And the third thing I was thinking about, which was crazy as hell, I need to send this clip off so my friend would have it for social media. I am literally handcuffed. Two hands in front of me, handcuffed with my phone as I'm talking to try to get bailed out of jail, finishing caption, exporting a file from CapCut to send to somebody so they could have content. That's what the fuck I was doing when I was being arrested. That's what I was doing. Wow. That's Jared, all right. That's what Jared does. Fast forward, get to the jail. They book me where these shoes that, because I couldn't wear socks on my other shoes. Guess in case I was smuggling something, I guess. So wearing these shoes, and I sat in this cell. No one door, can't see anything, just me sitting there. And I am freaking out. It's gonna take Kim like 2 hours to get there. And I'm just sitting. I'm hearing people yelling and cursing each other out. You know, like it's to the point that when the one of my jailers came to got me for fingerprints and the photo, she was listening. She was frustrated with all the yelling. I'm like, how do y'all do this? She's like, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard going home and decompressing from this. Like, I'm literally having general conversations with the individuals. Like, if I am frustrated just being in there for an hour or two, I know you're frustrated. So got back into my cell and then literally listened to someone start yelling so much that I guess he was banging on the door. There was just like this constant banging that was disturbing. I don't know what he was doing. People were trying to get him to calm down, like, talk to me, what's going on. He's yelling and cursing. Literally can hear, because remember, I can't see anything. Literally can hear the police come in and talk to him, and he's still, quote-unquote, bucking the system. And They tased him. You can hear the taser. You can hear him drop to the floor. Like, and then they cuff, you know, then they cuffed him and secured him and locked him, you know, however they needed to secure him. And they literally turned on an industrial size fan to blow out the smell of human burnt flesh out of the corridor. Where the fuck am I? The only thing that kept me sane was mapping out how I was going to do this episode in my head. And when it started getting really bad, reciting the presidents of the United States in order. Like, just as the center of myself. Obviously, there was no meditation going on. I tried the meditation, but it's hard to hear when you got men and women just screaming, you know, fuck you to each other and yelling and whatever. So that's all I had. Making sure this episode is going to come out, despite the COVID cough that I still have lingering, despite that my feelings are still raw with all of this. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be telling all this, honestly. Like, I don't know if I'm breaking rules, according to Edmund said. I mean, I paid everything what I need to pay, but I don't know how if it affects, you know, jobs and livelihoods or. I made sure to tell Brooklyn about it because I knew if I was going to record a podcast episode, I didn't want her seeing the clip of me sitting there saying I was arrested. That's how she found out. Here's where I want to get into the lesson, because obviously I need to give. This is a self-improvement podcast, right? There has to be a lesson. It can't just be me just telling stories about jail time, right? The lesson is, I am giving way too much of myself. I am so hell-bent on being there and being supportive to people who I care about. Driving from everywhere. Oh, let me make this stop right now instead of waiting to get home, which was maybe another hour or two away. Let me make this stop right now to send this information off. Which, I mean, granted, everything happened for a reason. My license was still suspended, apparently, because of November 2022. I was driving back from Tampa, bringing my dad's stuff. So, emotionally charged, got my uncle in the car, got my dad's ashes in the car, trying to get back to Georgia, because I knew in a day or so, I'll have to drive from Georgia to Shreveport for my dad's memorial service. So I was not paying attention to the speedometer, speeding in some small town, not going with the flow of traffic. I was speeding, got a ticket. Apparently that's a thing, that if it's a super speeder, they suspend your license. The cop didn't tell me anything about it. The cop that I had who arrested me was telling me about it and telling me that it happens. And he always advises people that he pulls over about that, because it happened to him when he was 18 and he ended up going to jail and he ended up having his license suspended. So apparently that's a thing that happens. Didn't even know. So even though the ticket was paid and everything, my license had been suspended since July. Had not no idea. But anyway, the lessons that I was learning, I am sacrificing everything for everybody. My time, my money, my energy, my gas, car maintenance expenses, time, everything for everybody. And it's not and it's no fault of those two friends. Like, no one, you know, no one had a gun in my head. That this is on me. Like, I made these decisions. And I do that a lot. The reason why I've been struggling for the last month and a half, the reason why I've been struggling for the last year and a half is because I put each and everyone's needs before mine, because I felt like I had to. When at the end of the day, people are not doing the same for you. And it's not a matter of tit or tat. It's a matter of, do you give a fuck enough about yourself to draw a line in the sand and say, no, this is what I'm doing. And quite honestly, I hadn't really been doing it. And I know there's a lot of us out there that do that. We're givers, we're people pleasers. We show love with acts of service. We show love by making sure that the people in our lives are okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to continue to do that because that's me. That's who I am as a person. But you got to draw a line to figure out, when are you giving to the point that you're not giving to yourself? And I don't think I quite hit that. I damn sure hit it now. When you're in jail, when you got plenty of time to sit there and think about it, there's no phone distracts you. There's no TikTok. There's no, let me look at my to-do list. Let me map out this episode. It's none of that. It's just concrete walls and a concrete bench and what looked to be a peanut butter sandwich from earlier that was sitting there that I had no ambition on partaking in. There has to be a change where you focus on you. And I had a friend, shout out to Lee, my second shout out to Lee from the Dirty Roses podcast, but we were conversing and she made a point that stuck with me, and it's something that I thought about in the cell, and I don't want to read it. Forgive me, I don't have my glasses with me, so I might be squinting a bit. But basically what she said was that I'm an empath, and I know that and she knows that I get physical happiness. The physical happiness feeling when I'm helping others, making sure that people feel good about themselves and offering something different other than what they're used to. But you also get burned out and taken for granted when it's not reciprocated on that same level. And then you'll feel hurt and sad and be in grief and so have a sense of loss when that happens. And I think a lot of that, what she was doing, was encouraging me to fight for myself as much as I fight for other people. Even still, if I'm being completely honest and candid, when things happen, I'm so ready to support the other person. I've been to be in a financial hole that you have been in for a while, and then the first time you get something, you the first thing you do is trying to help somebody or take a trip to go see somebody because they're down, or trying to help them out with some of the stuff that they're having. When you got stuff that you're struggling with here, that you got stuff that you need to do for yourself. And then when your daughter comes visit, she looks, she's like, "Dad, what are you doing? Like, you don't have, like, nothing has changed since I left months ago. You've added nothing new. There's nothing different. The refrigerator still look like it look." Like, it's taking that time to focus on you. And I hadn't been doing that. I don't know if that's just a scary feeling for me. Well, no, I do know it's a scary feeling for me, because to be almost 44 and not know what you want is wild. To be there at any age where you can't decide. Like, I literally been in places where I need people to help me figure out what type of cologne do I want to wear, because I don't know. I don't really focus. You know what I mean? That's wild. But that's my reality. And that reality needs to change. And as I go forward all this time thinking about how I give and how I show support to the people that I care about, the people who I believe in, I made a statement this past week. And while I was doing some of that stuff, I said, this is what support looks like. I said that me being a person that is not taking care of myself, it's not buying the necessary things that I need that would make me feel good, like a new mattress, a new bed, shoes, whatever. You know what I mean? Who is sacrificing all that, but I'm telling people, this is what support looks like. It's not what support looks like. This is what someone who is trying to validate themselves by giving out all of themselves and their actions and their money and their time looks like. Doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? No. So there's some things there. And I hope this resonates with people, because I know a lot of people who do this. And I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking to us. There's some things to work on there. This is a scary time to actually put yourself first and forward. And maybe not give a flying fuck about what people may feel about you. Maybe they don't think you're the greatest friend of all time. That's okay. The ones that know. But maybe it's not my job to convince them. So maybe what this is me being a little bit less accessible, which some people tell you that I've been that way. But maybe that's what that means. Maybe it's me being a little less accessible. Maybe this means maybe me not giving so much of myself. Maybe this means actually being like, hey, I cannot do that at this point. I can do it this time, but I definitely can't do it on this damn time. And seeing what that feels like and seeing what that is. Maybe that's what the new norm for me to be. And so as I navigate through that, I want to encourage each and every one of you to do the same thing. If you are that people pleaser that pleases so much that you realize in a jail cell in bumfuck County, Georgia, that perhaps you should take a little bit more time for yourself and a little less time in making sure other people are good. That's definitely a lesson I want to teach myself, but that's fair lesson as I talk to my daughter who has a similar heart as mine, who goes so very hard for the people in her life. I want to break that generational curse. And maybe this is a lesson in doing so. So that's all I got for you this week. Trying to be a little too preachy. You know, it's just my thoughts, you know, right or wrong, just what I'm feeling at the time, had to get it out, and did say that I was going to not do a podcast episode until the cough was completely gone, and you know, here we are, where we have to sit there and give that, and I probably need to sit with this and hold it a spell and just let it marinate, but I'm not, you know me, fuck it. It's about sharing these emotions with the world. And it's about showing people that they are not alone. Even when the revelation is scary for me to put out there. So it's about damn time. Podcast. Until next time, I'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.